Welcome to the Friday edition of the Sapieva Forge podcast. Today, we are looking at a significant shift in the economics of artificial intelligence. 6. Model tier, specifically dropping the cost of the Luna model by 80%. This brings the price down to 20 cents per million input tokens. While price cuts are common in this industry, the context here is what really matters. OpenAI is pushing a strategy they call an abundance scorecard, which is essentially a nudge for developers to stop treating every AI task as a high-complexity reasoning problem. Instead, they are encouraging a multi-tier architecture. Think of this like a triage system in a hospital. You do not send every patient to the lead surgeon. You have nurses and general practitioners handle the routine intake, and you reserve the specialist for the most complex cases. In software terms, this means routing your simple data extraction, classification, and basic summarization tasks to a low-cost, high-speed model like Luna, while reserving your most expensive, high-reasoning models for the tasks that actually require that level of intelligence. Why does this matter to you? For a long time, the cost of running AI agents, those systems that perform multi-step tasks, was a major barrier for small businesses and independent creators. If you were running a background process that checked hundreds of support tickets or passed thousands of lines of raw data every day, the costs could spiral quickly.
By offloading those routine, high-volume tasks to a sub-dollar model, you can keep your monthly API expenses predictable while still maintaining the quality of your output. This is not just about saving money. It is about making agentic workflows economically viable. If you are a developer or a business owner, your practical takeaway today is to audit your current software pipelines. Look for the places where you are using a top-tier model for tasks that do not actually require deep reasoning. Are you using a heavy-duty model to simply categorize an email or extract a date from a document? If so, you are likely overpaying for compute. The shift here is moving from a one-size-fits-all approach to a tiered strategy. To test this, I recommend a simple experiment in your development environment. Take a batch of incoming customer feedback or support tickets. Set up a workflow where the raw text is first passed through a low-cost model. Task it with basic categorization, entity extraction, and urgency flagging. Then, configure your system to route only those items flagged as high complexity or high risk to your primary, more expensive reasoning model. You will likely find that the vast majority of your traffic can be handled by the cheaper tier, which frees up your budget for the tasks that truly need human-level nuance. Of course, there are risks. When you move to a multi-tier architecture, you introduce complexity into your code. You need to ensure that your routing logic is robust.
If your low-cost model misinterprets a critical piece of information, your downstream processes might fail, or worse, act on bad data. This is where human review becomes essential. You must build in verification steps, especially for high-stakes decisions. Do not assume that because the model is cheaper, it is less capable of causing a headache if the logic is flawed. We are also seeing broader economic trends that support this shift. The IMF recently highlighted that simply buying AI subscriptions is not enough to drive productivity. The real gains come from workflow redesign and upskilling. By training your team to think about these tiered architectures, you are doing exactly what the research suggests. You are reducing administrative friction and focusing on structured execution. As for our verdict on this development, we say use now. The price-performance frontier has shifted, and there is no reason to continue paying premium prices for routine parsing tasks. Start by identifying one high-volume, low-complexity workflow in your business and move it to a lower-cost model tier. Monitor the results for a week, check your error rates, and then expand from there. Looking ahead, keep an eye on how these routing tools evolve. We expect to see more platforms offering automated, intelligent routing that handles this tiering for you. But for now, building your own logic is the best way to understand the trade-offs. This is a practical, manageable step toward building more sustainable AI systems. Thank you for joining us for this Friday briefing.
We will be back next week with more analysis on the tools and methods that matter for your work.